Welcome to Community News and Review, live on 1230 WBZT. I'm Philip Bell, your host, along with Lon Smith. On today's program, in a tradition of real products with real proof of concepts from Advanced Wellness Center, Dr. Bernstein will be explaining to us digital response technique, a technology he developed here in the state of Florida, truly revolutionary, and I even tried it, and it's real, so I couldn't wait to get him on. It was amazing meeting Dr. Bernstein, and Dr. Bernstein has a very successful practice for 37 years and developed this unique technique using vibration, and it works. You're going to hear about this. Well, coming up right now, I look forward to introducing Dr. Bernstein to my audience. From Advanced Wellness Center, Dr. Bernstein, he's going to come and talk to us about a very unique patented DRT system. And DRT system is very unique. As a matter of fact, I experienced it myself, and it's not voodoo. First of all, good evening, doctor.
Good evening.
Dr. Bernstein, you've been practicing for 37 years.
Correct.
And primarily in the art of chiropractic, but also as a nutritionist, correct?
Yes.
And that's common sense approach, you know, you are what you absorb.
Yes. To me, it was a motivating factor to get into the nutrition aspect, so I wanted to do that. And my wife was very ill, so it prompted me to add another modality into our practice that helped her, and it helped her tremendously. So I brought that into the practice to help lots of other people who are not responding with just chiropractic care.
Right.
And the response was overwhelming.
Well, you have a thriving wellness center. I mean, it's quite large. It's probably about over close to 4,000 square feet in my estimate. Is that correct?
Close, 3,200.
3,200. Well, I'll tell you, it's absolutely wonderful. And it's truly a great center. And when I walked in there, I could tell it was a professional organization.
Thank you.
Sincerely. And interesting enough, my audience knows from a couple weeks ago, we had Carol Ray from Community Outreach, Gateway Community Outreach. And I did not know this, but she's actually a patient of yours. I spoke with her and she said we can talk about her experience. And she's actually a victim of polio. And the interesting part is we're going to get into your DRT program. But she said everything was verified by her traditional doctor, everything that you have found. And, you know, that says volumes to me and getting good results. She credits you to her being able still to get around.
Yes. She's a wonderful, wonderful person, Carol. And she's had issues that date back for many years, even prior coming to see me. And she's had some issues even with brain atrophy.
Right.
So the main symptom she's been dealing with is in her left lower extremity, her left leg. Has been weak. It's hard for her to put a lot full weight on it, and so her gait has been thrown off as a result of that. So we've been working with that. She's been maintaining pretty well. She's functional, but we're still working on clearing more toxins out because there's a lot of toxins she accumulated over the years, and so we're working on that. There's mercury issues, different viruses she accumulated, and these are not so uncommon, by the way. You know, it's pretty pervasive throughout our society.
Well, digital response technique, and let me paint the picture for my audience. When I went there and we went into one of your examining rooms, you laid out all these vials that's in a case, and I'm wondering to myself, God, these look like aroma vials. Is he going to be doing aromatherapy? Immediately it caught my attention because of that. And then you took my hand and you put some vials in my hand. And then from my thumb to my pinky, you close those up as if making a circle. And you had me touch the vials. And as I continued and I continued, and then when we got to like at number 8, my finger and my thumb and my pinky were very connected, unlike before where they were very loose. It was amazing to me. And you said that's the response, that's the indication that this technique does for a host of things. Now, it is a patented technique. It's called DRT, but it's digital response technique, and it's something that you developed using, physics, in my opinion, about a wave and a molecule, our energy. Is that correct?
Correct. It's based on resonance. Resonance is when an object vibrates at a certain frequency, comes in contact with another object vibrating at the same frequency.
Mm-hmm.
When they make contact, it causes increased energy flow through both objects. Prime example of that would be an opera singer can sing a note and shatter a glass.
Right. Or Ella Fitzgerald in that commercial.
Yeah, commercial with tapes. For those of you old enough, remember, was it Maxell tape? In any case, Memorex, I'm sorry.
Memorex, that's right.
Is it real or is it Memorex?
That's right, I remember those.
Yeah. So what happened was she sang the note and it shattered the glass. Now they're trying to promote their tapes, saying how great it is. You can't tell if it's a real deal or it's a recording.
Mm-hmm.
But the principle is still the same. When you sing the note that matches the frequency of the glass,
okay,
it causes increased energy flow through the glass and it shatters it. So we're not shattering glass here, but when
right.
you touch a vial that matches what's going on inside your body, it's going to cause increased energy flow through your system and cause the muscle in your hand to go strong.
It's fascinating. If I didn't try it, I wouldn't believe it. I would say, oh, okay, it sounds interesting, but I'm so glad I went to your wellness center and experienced it, because you gotta do it to believe it. Now, I want my audience to understand, this is a diagnostic indication test. It's not a cure. It shows what the problem is. Whether, like with myself, you didn't know this, but I had surgery and had issues regarding areas in my neck. And you correctly diagnosed those areas by this technique. And it was so fascinating to me. And also regarding what may be lacking in my nutrition. Or in one case, I've been eating a lot of tuna, as I shared with you. And you said, wow, it seems like you have an excess amount of mercury. And that's, you know, there's a direct correlation by having too much tuna or eating tuna on a regular basis to mercury poisoning.
Absolutely. What it does is it enables me to see how things are functioning in your body. Everything vibrates at a certain frequency. Every organ, every gland in your body vibrates at a certain frequency. For example, the liver vibrates at this particular note. All the cells are singing.
Right.
In fact, nothing is solid. There's no such thing as solid matter. Everything is made up of smaller and smaller particles. For example, we look at ourselves in the mirror, we look like we're a whole person,
right.
but we're not. We're made up of 100 trillion cells, and each cell is made up of molecules, and molecules are made up of atoms. Atoms are made up of subatomic particles like electrons, neutrons, and protons, and they're smaller particles than that, which we don't
right.
need to get into. But in any case, between these particles, there are spaces.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've read that if you were to take an electron, compare it to the rest of the size of the whole atom, it would be like putting a grain of rice at the 50-yard line on a football field. So that's how much space there is relative to what's in between the different particles floating around. So we are not solid objects, and everything is moving. All these particles, these molecules are moving, the atoms are moving, the electrons are moving, and as they're moving, they're generating frequencies, pitches.
Right.
They're actually singing in a sense. So if your liver is working properly, it should be vibrating at its proper frequency. If your heart's working properly, it should be vibrating at its proper frequency. And we can detect if something's not singing at its proper frequency. When that's happening, that means there's a malfunction in that particular part of the body. And then we look to see what's causing it.
So that's how you were able to find the misalignments within my disc and also the toxin levels then.
Yes. In fact, when we found your disc, I found that was the primary thing blocking your energy flow. Blocked energy flow is what causes disease.
Now, you are a certified acupuncturist, correct?
Yes, I'm certified in acupuncture.
Because in acupuncture, they talk about flow and energy, your chi, and et cetera.
Energy has been around for thousands of years. You know, many alternative treatments use that, whether it's acupuncture or laying on of hands of various kinds. Even Yeshua, Jesus, laid hands on the people and healed people.
Yes.
In fact, he's mentioned the energy was drained out of me. Who put their hands on me? So it's all about energy. Everything is about energy.
Yes. Dr. Bernstein, this is Lon Smith, past patient of you, and you did help me. But I'd like to make a statement for these listeners out there. They have health issues or whatever. You know, there are people that make things happen, there are people that watch things happen, and there are people that wonder what happened. Well, I'm one of those, and I'll tell you who I was. I seem to have been the one that watched things happen and didn't do anything about it. And you and I are connecting up real soon, next week, I believe. Right. But I want to encourage those that are listening out there to get a hold of Dr. Bernstein and watch your health quotient improve drastically.
Well, you know, doctor, you just don't rely on this type of test. Once it's an indication of an issue, then you go probe further with blood tests, with your analysis, and other techniques to actually hone in whatever the issue is. So the DRT system really is an indication, like a divining rod, finding the water, so to speak, finding the source.
Yes, it points me in the right direction. It helps me to find out the root causes of health issues as well. Say, for example, if you have a blood test and it shows there's some inflammation, say what's called C-reactive protein means there's inflammation in the heart. Well, it tells me there's some inflammation in the cardiovascular system, but it's not telling me what's causing it. But with digital response technique, I can find out what's causing it because many things can contribute to that. It could be viruses in the body. It could be certain bacteria like H. pylori or chlamydia pneumonia. Some of the more common viruses we see that affect cardiovascular disease are Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, SV40, and various other ones that we commonly run into. And unless you clear those out, you never get well. That's the whole thing. That's my whole beef with the medical profession in general. They never get down to treating the root cause of the problem. They will, if you have some inflammation in the heart, well, we give you this drug that reduces the inflammation. But
right.
Why are you having the inflammation in the first place? It's like saying to somebody, well, you have a headache, take an aspirin. But why are you getting a headache? Is it because my body's deficient in aspirin? No. That's just your body's way of telling you there's a problem there. And unless you find out the root cause of the problem, you never totally get well. You have to constantly take these medications, which cause other problems that have side effects. In fact, when I watch the TV commercials, sometimes the side effects are worse than the original disease they came
in
for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. From sexual dysfunction, diarrhea, headaches, I'd much rather have the disease. But in all seriousness, this technique, which actually, vibration and energies have been around for thousands of years. Been practicing with from the Buddhist monks and et cetera. And it's not voodoo medicine. I mean, you proved it to me that actually you can diagnose certain issues or indications, if you will, for further review. So let's say a patient is listening or a patient comes to you, excuse me, and they say, do you know, doctor, I'm 54. I don't have as much energy. My libido's not there. I'm gaining weight, just not feeling myself. You know, it's hard for me to get up in the morning and get out of bed. You do a consulting first to find out what issues are they experiencing, correct?
Correct.
And some of it could be nutritional. Some of it could be hormonal. Some of it can be, as you pointed out, with a different virus load. And in the news, and you see all the commercials regarding probiotics, regarding the immune system is all from our gut and so forth. You can even diagnose if we need more probiotics, I guess, from that standpoint, correct?
Absolutely.
But what does it not do? What is the thing about the DRT system that it does not do? It only detects issues for further research. So what does it not detect?
What does it not detect?
Like if you're depressed, it won't detect that one.
Yes, it can.
Really?
Yeah. I have vials that are different emotions. For example, I also check for neurotransmitters.
Mm-hmm.
Neurotransmitters are chemicals that are released from one nerve cell to another. And if you're depressed, you may be low in serotonin and other neurotransmitters as well. So we can pick that up. And we also check to see hormone levels. I can still test that. I still will use saliva testing as a backup to that to get more specifics on it. But yeah, we work from the body's physical well-being, their emotional well-being, and spiritual well-being. We look at a whole person. That's the main difference that we have than too many doctors in the medical field are just too specialized. There's too many right arm specialists, and one arm doesn't know what the other arm's doing because everybody prescribes a different medication for their particular condition that they see him for. I mean, you don't go to a car dealership to get a bologna sandwich. So you go to a neurologist, he's going to find out something whether you have a neurological problem. If you go to a gastroenterologist, he's going to see you have a digestive problem. But they're not seeing how they tie in together. I'm looking at a whole person. I view myself like a general contractor on a construction site. I'm looking at how everything fits together, whereas all the other guys are the subs. They're looking at their specialty. Here's a plumber. Here's an electrician. They're going to look at their own little niche there. But they don't realize that it all fits together. The hip bone's connected to the ham bone. And, you know, one thing can affect another. And you don't, unless you get the bottom line of everything, there's too many waters being placed on the leaves of the tree. Not enough going into the branch, the roots, rather. That's where we need to go.
Dr. Bernstein, recently in the news has been all this about the suicide plane crash in the Alps. This pilot had something wrong. How much could a test with the different things that you do have gone in helping the airline industry, in fact, to have prevented this by detecting his problems?
Well, I mean, first you need to check his neurotransmitters out. How are they connecting there? Because if you're low in certain neurotransmitters, you can get depressed and do very crazy things. And I would also check certain minerals like lithium. We can check that because if someone's low in lithium, they get depressed. B vitamins. We could check his stress levels. Like, for example, the adrenal glands are important for that. And if you get overstressed, your adrenal glands get run down and the whole body starts to fall apart, and many diseases come out as a result of that. But obviously this man had some impaired thinking here going on. And so we need to find out what's the root of that rather than just give him some mood elevator or something like that. But why? What's going on? What can we do to fix it? And that's how we look at it.
And your test can detect this and perhaps assist quite a bit in preventing these situations.
Yeah, I've treated many people with depression. I've done real well.
Well, the DRT system itself, and it's a patented digital response technique. It's a procedure that determines the bioelectric flow through all parts of the body and identifies underlying causes of health issues within a matter of minutes.
Correct.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's not technical from the standpoint where you have a blood test and it goes through, excuse me, these layers and layers of tests in a machine that's in when they take your blood test.
The way it works, it's kind of, we call it a digital interface. A digital interface where you're connecting one system that speaks one language, another system that speaks another language, and it connects the two systems so they can communicate. Prime example would be a computer and a printer. They're speaking two different languages. So you need a cable, a digital interface to connect it to, although today it's wireless, but
right.
Same principle. And what the digital response technique is, it's a digital interface between the patient's body and my brain so I can understand what's going on in them. So we're kind of, in a sense, we're asking your body questions, and it's giving me answers by way of the response of muscle testing procedure that we use.
But fascinating, on your own website, you have health is less about how you feel and more about how your body is communicating internally.
Exactly. A lot of people think, well, if I feel good, I'm healthy. Not realizing that many diseases could take 10 years or more before they're manifested, before you actually see the symptoms and you feel the effects of it. But it could be in the works for many years. So we base health on how things are working, how they're functioning. That's the key to health, not how you feel. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, I remember many years ago, the first time I did an aerobics class, and that was popular 30 years ago, I barely walk after the class. But, I mean, it helped my cardiovascular system. It was good for me, but I didn't feel so great afterwards. But
right.
After I did a few classes, I could do it without a problem. I felt great afterwards. But sometimes as you're pulling toxins out of the body, mm-hmm. in the initial stages of care, you might feel a little worse, a little more sluggish. But once we get through all the toxins coming out, then you start to feel better. But it's not just based on how you feel, because it's based on how things are functioning in the body. And that's what we can determine. That's one of the beautiful things about DRT, digital response technique, is we can find out if things are going off track long before the disease manifests. And to me, that's a big plus. Why wait till you have cancer before you start doing something about it? Why wait till you have a heart attack or a stroke before you address those issues? Why not head off the path so you don't have to go through all those heroics?
Right.
You don't have to spend that fortune of money and be a burden on your family and those around you once you have those. And this is the beautiful thing about what we do.
Well, I went online and I looked for things negative about you. Seriously. You know, as you protect your brand, we protect ours. And you must have helped tens of thousands of patients in the last 37 years, correct?
Correct.
And I don't know any other practitioner that doesn't, you know, that has a spotless record like you do, sincerely. And it makes sense because, you know, you have a holistic approach. The side effect of what you do is the patient gets better.
Yes.
That is the case. And, you know, I was very taken back because you said 37 years. You don't look your age. I'm not going to say it on air. I thought you were in your, literally, I don't have anything to sell you. I thought you were in your upper 40s, literally.
Thank you.
I mean that. So what you're doing is correct, meaning your whole lifestyle and change that you've implemented over the years. But when a patient comes to you and tells you their woes, you know, I have this pain, this issue, that issue, what have you, and you coincide that with this DRT program, that it's not a program, the testing that you do. I call it a program because, you know, it's not a program in the computer, although one day you never know.
Yeah.
But it is patented, and so then you find the issues. You do a full analysis, correct, doctor?
Correct.
Now, walk me down the path. I have a primary doctor, and, you know, let's say I'm diabetic and so forth. Would you work with a primary doctor with the findings that you found to help the overall wellness of the patient?
Absolutely. You know, the objective is to get a person well. Too many doctors are so concerned about their ego that they don't want to, you know, work with somebody else other than, you know, one of their comrades or whatever. But I'm hoping anybody's going to help this patient. You know, I have my limitations. I mean,
right.
I don't do any – there's a time and place for drugs and there's time and place for surgery. To me, that, you know, drugs should be further down the road and surgery
sure.
should be a last resort. But there's a time and place for that. So I try to – I work with all kinds of doctors.
See, I like that. It's a common sense approach. That is brilliant. And it's so funny how more and more people that I – like from Lon Smith, who's my co-host of the program, went to you. We joked – first time he went to you is at the turn of the century. So he's known you for quite some time.
Yes.
And then Carol Ray. And it's amazing. I know there's many others of notables that you've worked with that we can't talk about. But I could say this – you've now patented, and it is a technique that you've been using for years, and now that you're in the process of expanding it, where you want to train other physicians,
yes,
whether it's MDs or chiropractors, it doesn't matter from that standpoint.
That's correct. We're working on even franchises for what we do because I want to make sure it's done properly. And oftentimes I know I've gone to seminars, seen other doctors gone to seminars, they'll learn some basics and they twist it around, it's not going to be as good as the original. So I want to make sure they do it right. And I want to get the same standard of care going from other doctors who use the procedure.
Now we're doing a pre-recording, and today's at City College. We appreciate them allowing us to use it because you just don't have the luxury of time. You are working very hard and you have a full patient load. But I'd like you to give out your website and your contact information.
My website is awellness.com. Our phone number is 954-565-4440.
And on a side note, I have friends who go to chiropractors not only just to feel better, get alignment, but they claim that chiropractors actually help their golf swing. And
sure.
So they go on a regular basis. I mean, you know, they spend a lot of money on that, but they go on a regular basis to help themselves.
Absolutely. I have professional golfers. I have one patient who has won the Masters twice. It's a patient of mine. He sends his whole family to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, as always, I wish we had more time, but I think Lon has one last question for you.
Dr. Bernstein, how far does your practice extend as it relates to your patients?
We have patients come from all over the world. I mean, Europe, Canada, and with our technology we have called Zyto technology, where I program my digital response technique into that technology, we can check anybody anywhere in the world. They just have to purchase this interface, and they connect it to the computer. We send signal online, which actually assesses what's going on in their body based on the response of their skin response, and we could see how all the different organs and glands are working.
How cool is that? And again, I've been to your wellness center, and let me tell you, it is a center, okay? It really is, not just by name, but in size. And you have wonderful people working there. You have over 5 girls working for you.
Yeah, they're great.
They absolutely are. And you're located 800 East Cypress Creek Road in Suite 100. You have the whole first floor, practically.
Yes, it is.
And it's so easy to find. It really is. It's
right
just
off of 95, yeah.
Off of 95, you just go east, and it's less than a half a mile down on the right-hand side. It's easy to find. Typically, you kid appointments how far out? Meaning, if I call today, could I see you today, or is it not that way?
Probably not that way, okay. But we try to get people in as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Sometimes within the week we can do it, or a week or two, depending how we're going. Probably about a week.
Again, the website is?
awellness.com.
Uh-huh.
Phone number is 954-565-4440.
And you should go online. You'll see the science behind this. This is, to me, it's not voodoo or something that is a conjecture. This is tried, true science. And it's amazing how you were able to catch on to this. And then reading your resume, you're also a musician.
Yes.
So I guess vibrations are very important to you.
Music, vibration, everything sings.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Bernstein from Advanced Wellness Center, who's the founder, and the patented technique, which is called DRT, which is
Digital Response Technique.
Well, you've helped so many, and you're going to continue to help more as more and more of the process gets out there. This is a real, real tried-true system with thousands and thousands of people that you've helped through this. And even myself was surprised how you came so clear to the issues that I'm dealing with, you know, from the issues within my neck to other things. And truly, you're one of Florida's very own. You've been practicing down here 37 years, spotless record. You've helped thousands and thousands of patients. And I'm finding more and more people that know you and actually go to you. It's amazing, doctor. 37 years in practice, a real healer. This is your passion. It's been a real privilege to have you on the program, and I thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Community News and Review. I'm Philip Bell, along with Lon Smith, and we're going to be coming right back.